You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Stop complimenting the man. There will be no countdown. He is sucking up to this menace of a human being who, Dana White says, doesn't want to fight. Doesn't want to fight. This man. Look at this man. Do you know this man's story, what he comes from? Look at him physically right now. That man doesn't want to fight.
You know what you're doing with this camera angle, Francis.
You do know, Francis. You're doing. What are you trying to
do? Did you hit the elastic bands before this interview?
Francis,
you are vascular.
Your arms are thighs, Francis.
Push-ups. He's not good.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I wanted to talk to you about what is happening with the business of fighting, because I admire you for a number of different reasons. One of them, though, is it seems like you're fighting for things that are more important than just fighting. Your story is crazy. It's amazing. You were homeless. You had to fight your way into the position to be the heavyweight champion of the world in combat sports. And then Dana White wanted to lock you down in a contract that you didn't think was free enough. So explain to me the business of what you're doing as you join the Professional Fighters League and you're out here trying to get health insurance and you're out here trying to make sure that every fighter gets paid $2 million because risking your body is a very hard thing and your bodies are valuable.
Well, first of all, I'm not trying to make every fighter get $2 million because it's not possible. I wish it was possible. That would be great for everyone. But for the business standpoint, everything is doing good. Everything is going well. You know, the past 3 years being a battle. But as you know, it's just the story of my life. My whole life itself has always been a battle. So nothing new, nothing strange. But it's going well. I have, I'm in a good position now. I have to deal with this contract to get free in 3 years. I have to deal with this contract, finally get free and get a good contract from PFL that I'm happy with. A contract that also give opportunity in Africa to my people. So I'm very excited about that.
Can you explain to me when Dana White says what he says, though, about you not wanting to fight, that they offered the kitchen sink for you to fight Stipe and John Jones? When he is saying that, your reaction to that is what?
Well, my reaction is that is we all know how Dana likes to control narrative. When he was me asking for John, and there was like, John is scared. John should move down to 185. And at every meeting, I'm like, oh, John doesn't want to fight. He just want to stay there, shoot gun. So he want a big payday. And every time that they were referring to John, he was like, oh, he doesn't want to fight you. He want to stay there, shoot gun, lift weight. And, you know, he just want a big payday. So what we are scared about is that John come out here, fight. And for some reason, if he wins and decide, oh, I'm not fighting again. I'm the greatest heavyweight of all the time. So here's the narrative, and we all know that. But as I said, I'm still down for that fight. They can figure it out. It's easy now. So we will see who is scared now.
You could do it now, and I wouldn't blame John Jones if he did not want to fight you. Why would he want to fight? I mean, I understand John Jones pound for pound is the best we have ever seen, but him as a heavyweight fighting you, what you're saying, because Dana has consistently said, I don't want the freak show fights. And Tyson Fury's over here in one corner saying that, you know, I'd be happy to leave a room with John Jones, see who can emerge from a room. As Dana White says, we don't do freak show fights. We don't do Joshua against Ngannou.
Gimmick fight. That's what he said.
gimmick fights. We don't do them, but you're here to say, no, we've got our personal brands now. The gimmick fights are worth the money that Dana was getting. You want that money.
Yeah, and I even want the fight. I even want the John John fight. As I said, I want the John John fight. Now they want Tyson Fury in the UFC to fight John Jones.
But you're laughing because you want to create a business outside where if you fight John Jones, you get the money, not Dana White, correct?
Well, yeah, if I fight John Jones, I think they should figure that out with the PFF, but I'm getting paid by the PFF, so he doesn't have to worry about that.
Francis, have other fighters talked to you about the move that you made and try to pick your brain about how they can do the same thing?
You know, he's very tough for fighter to do that. As I said, he was a 3 years process, and I completely bet on myself. And at the beginning, you know, you didn't know. I didn't know that I'm going to get here, but I just decided not to give up, you know, to hold up my ground. But yes, other fighters, a lot of them, by the way, they can speak out, but they are very happy about it, and they wish to be in my position.
Francis, did you see what was happening with Jake Paul and say to yourself, wait a minute, my brand is more valuable outside of here than it is with all the restrictions in this contract?
Excuse me?
What's happening with Jake Paul, where celebrities are creating pay-per-views, they keep more of the money, Floyd Mayweather, they own their own business. Did you see what happened with Jake Paul and say to yourself, I might be more valuable outside this octagon, it might take 3 years of fighting, and I'm guessing that Dana White's not going to let John Jones out of his contract because they're so restrictive, because he doesn't want you guys to have the money individually. Did you see what happened with Jake Paul and take a cue from the value of a fighter outside of the UFC?
No, because from the moment that we started this, I wanted to go free agent. Jake Paul wasn't around. He came after. Mm. He wasn't around. But yes, as you're referring to Floyd, yes, that was a something that you think about, that I thought about. But not really like to go promote myself, but like you should bet on yourself. You know, so that was the example that I look up to, kind of.
Francis, help me with something here, because I want to know, how hard was it for 3 years to get out of the contract? How many lies were told? Dana White controlling narrative is one thing in business. What was the dirtiest stuff you were experiencing as you were just asking for, can I have my freedom, please?
What I was asking at first was just like, can I have a fight? Because I had an 8-fight contract, and I want to fulfill that contract. But they wouldn't allow me, since I wasn't going to sign another contract, because they knew that if I fulfill that contract, I'm automatically free. And then they use some kind of like a dirty game there, you know, freeze me out. They know how much I was getting per fight, which wasn't much at all. Just a few pennies. So they knew that I couldn't make a living out of it. I have to come back and accept those contracts. And that was after the Junior Dos Santos fight, who was in June 2019. So then he was almost 1 year after that I have to fight, you know. So I just resisted to that. And that was very hard. One of the things that was hard about it as well was the pressure that they was putting on you. You know, before I decided to speak up about this, I realized that if I just stay there and not speak up, not only they are going to change the narrative, but I will not take the pressure on me. I'm just me, and they are them. They are massive, you know, and I couldn't fight that. And I started to see how they promote even the interim title by saying, I don't want to fight. I'm like, these people are kidding me. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's when I decided to start speak up about it.
Francis, but it's offensive. Yeah. Francis, it's offensive. He's got you under contract. You don't want to fight for a little bit of money. And then he's saying you don't want to fight when all you want to do is give me the 8 fights as fast as I can get them so I can get out of this contract and get my own money.
Exactly. That's what I didn't ask for more money, because, by the way, the new contract was more money, but I was like, I don't want more money. Just give me the fact that I can fulfill my contract, my obligation, and be free. Therefore, I can renegotiate as a free man. Like, I can be locked here and negotiate. I'm not negotiating. You are just telling me what I will get, right? But either way, it's my right. You know, we have an 8-fight deal, and then I'm here asking for a fight to deliver. And they are very happy to go out there all the time, say, oh, we give those fighters three fights per year. We give this. And in the other hand, at the time, I even have to, like, save all the video that Dana was saying, like, oh, we give those fighters three fights a year. I'm like, this guy is joking, right? I'm here. I've been here for 5-6 months asking for fight because I need money. I need to fulfill the contract. I need to make a living. I make a living out of it. My contract was exclusive, so I didn't have any other revenue, you know. But they were holding me captive into that, and then trying to act like, or now they're trying to act like I want more money. I didn't want more money. If it was about more money, I would have signed the contract because there was more money into those contracts and more and more and more by the time I was getting to the end.
Francis, we've got to get you out because you've got other things to do. I hope to talk to you about this at more length because what happened to you was really unfair, and you're brave and you're a pioneer as well in what it is that you're doing in fighting for the rights of fighters. When you say a few pennies, though, I know you got to get out. A few pennies. It was more than a few pennies, but it wasn't what you were worth. What were the dollar amounts we're talking about there?
100, 120.
Woo! Oh, no. Woo! 100 or 120 grand to fight as a main card. Oh no. Oh,
come on, man.
Really?
Oh, man.
That bad. Yeah. Okay, Francis, we'll talk more at another time. People need to know this story. What happened with you was wrong and you did a brave thing. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Get punched in the face for 120? What?
Two guys here for my friends over at Simply Safe. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes, and it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security, the only home security system I use and recommend. I've had it in my home for many, many years. I love it. Springtime to me, we love to travel, and I love the fact that no matter where I am in the world, I can keep an eye on my home thanks to Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off your system today when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. That's simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Dan Le Batard.
We like to call this one a chorus of Owen Wilson. Yeah. Ready?
Stugatz.
Wow.
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 This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
I'm worried about what's happening around here for a variety of different reasons. Roy smells like the intoxicants of winning. He's putting his feet up on things. Very relaxed. Hasn't slept very much. Chris Cody, I think, is wearing pants again. I'm not totally sure. Mike Ryan is still wearing. He smells like last night and basically a month-long celebration. And one of the more worrisome parts, Amin is having back problems, is standing up, but when made insane by Carmelo Anthony talk, stomps all over the room as if his back doesn't hurt at all, gets infuriated, and makes terrible point after emotional terrible point.
What?
In arguing. This is the part I haven't gotten today on that. You say you want to talk. We let you talk. Look how bad your judgment was. Mike dragged the floor with you in a basketball argument.
I did. I kicked your ass. I kicked your ass.
I got a text.
It was close.
I got a text from Tony, who is a real hooper, as everyone knows. And this is what Tony said to me after the little tete-a-tete. He said, nerd non-Hooper take from Mike on Mello. Crazy.
You love your ally there?
Yeah, I great. Do.
No, I don't want to go
to... All Egyptians had Wi-Fi.
I don't want to go to my basketball front office expert. Let's get text from Tony, who's not here. Let's get his thoughts on all of this.
He's here.
Your goose was cooked.
Real Hoopers, no.
What? All your points were like, you're like, oh, 44%.
He's good. My points were like, he was good, but he's not one of the all-time greats like we make him out to be. He's like a tier two, tier three guy.
Your point is he's not Carmelo, not LeBron James.
No,
good
you
job.
Changed my point. I said he's not Kawhi. I said he's like Paul George.
Kawhi's not a tier one player.
Kawhi at his peak, I think, is a tier one not player. Tier
you guys
one player.
Are splitting hairs. Not can a say that.
Like, no, what
you
I'm
don't
saying,
even disagree that much.
But as I'm saying,
I'm saying he's a good player. I'm just saying he's not worth all this hoopla.
What
he was just an all right player.
He wasn't an all right player.
All right, he was better than all right, but he wasn't an all time great.
He wasn't an all time great.
No, he was like maybe number 15 of his generation. And the hoopla that surrounds him
that's pretty good,
makes it good.
Name 14 players.
I don't want to do this again.
No,
that's what you
it.
Got.
We're doing it.
That's what you got.
You decided
I name 14 players. I think I named pretty solid comps.
So he's like really
John no, I did bring it back to here, but the reason I brought it back to here, and this is how bad your argument was, the reason I brought it back here is
he's probably like Clyde Drexler-ish.
I agree with you.
Yeah, he's like one of the 75 best players, but he's not one of the like 25 best players.
I don't agree with Mike Ryan, and I find myself siding with his position because he's making a better argument.
What the
than
argument
you
he's making? Your what argument is making?
The argument is.
Are you sure all he's backwards? Doing is he's just talking. He's just saying words. I can do that. You want me to just say words?
Yeah.
I can just say words. Oh, what? Clyde Drexler. That's one of the greatest players of all time.
Yeah, he is.
What? So what are you talking about?
I'm saying that he's not.
He's
what,
not what? He's not LeBron.
He's not what the media has made him out to be.
What has the media made him out to be?
Someone worth talking about 2 years
how
after
is he
stopped
not worth
mattering.
How is he not worth talking about?
No, he's not worth talking about. Like the whole like video and like New York genuflecting
you
at him.
Keep bringing
like,
New York.
Yeah, no, because that's a huge part of this.
But outside of Jalen Brunson, to Amin's point, he's like their best Knicks player in how long? Like,
yeah, that's because the Knicks sucked, and they largely sucked because he was their best player.
But he was a great player before he ever put on Orange
Blue. Yeah, and then he couldn't get out of his own way, and he got worse. He never fulfilled his promise.
Well, you keep saying Kate couldn't get out of his own way.
Yeah.
You're saying because
he
Jim Dolan
is
a dunce? Because Jim Dolan's a dunce, that's his fault?
No, because he liked being a vacuum.
What the hell
he liked being a vacuum, and even Kobe at his peak powers found himself out of the playoffs because he didn't have the right cast around him, and he thought he could all do it himself.
When was he out of his peak powers and
dude,
out of the playoffs?
You know what Carmelo
when?
Did.
No,
you know exactly what he did.
You just said Kobe at his peak powers was out of the playoffs. When was that?
Like, I'm sorry. He was an 8 seed, right? 8 seed that lost to your Phoenix Suns?
Yes.
Okay, and like lost pretty quickly.
Yes.
Yeah,
you know why? You know why? Because we were a better team.
Yeah.
Again with the F word.
Guess
the F
what?
Word.
That's where
no,
we're at
No, but this
today.
Is not where we're That's at today. We're You've at. Got a bad back. And the thing that you're not understanding because you're emotional about all this stuff, as you mock them for
LaMarcus
being—
LaMarcus Aldridge is a really good player. It's not an insult to compare him.
It is an insult to compare to LaMarcus Aldridge.
Why?
It is.
Well, if you because look at the stats, it
he's
is.
He's a much better player than Carmelo.
Well, the stats don't back your argument up. They back mine up. So what are you going to do with that?
What are you talking about? LaMarcus Aldridge literally lives his career—
He's Joe Johnson.
Playing with better players.
Joe Johnson was a great player, wasn't he?
LaMarcus Aldridge played with better players.
Joe Johnson was a great player, wasn't he?
Joe Johnson was a very good player.
Yeah, okay. That's what Carmelo Anthony
No, he's not.
Ouch.
Okay. No, he's not.
All right. Okay.
No, he's not.
All right.
If we may continue here, please, because you keep getting emotional about
Kicked
this.
Kicked your ass twice now.
No, you haven't. You're just saying things.
You're Rob Brendamore right now. This is close. This is not a sweep.
Okay. Matthew Tkachuk, he's just living off his father's name.
What?
Yeah, he's just living off his father's name. Cool. He's really not
what?
That good. Yeah.
What is nothing
this?
Wrong.
Well, maybe Brady Tkachuk.
He's just
not Matthew.
No,
this is sad.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
this
oh,
is sad.
It's just saying words.
You're a sad man.
You're just saying words.
You're a
he's
sad
not,
man.
He's not Sid the Kid.
You are a sad man.
He's not
man.
Mike Modano.
He is Mike Modano. He's
man, not don't mention Sid the Kid up in this house.
He's
no,
not,
don't
he's
do
not
that.
Wayne Gretzky. He's not Ovechkin. I could say names too, Mike. I could say names too.
Roy's vibe.
He's not Lemieux.
Roy, your feet have gotten higher on the chair. You are now upside down. He hasn't slept very much. The thing that's happening around here.
Get a load of this guy.
At some point.
I know, man. What's the
Amin's hockey opinions are not something I want.
Sid the Kid, get out of here.
Yeah, you want his
in fact, go to the penalty box, Sid the Kid.
You're our basketball expert, allegedly. But the thing that you're not noticing about the fandom of that room today, excited about making it further than that hockey team has made it in 30 years, or the same place, but last time they got swept.
This is as far as we've ever made it, technically, because last time the Panthers made it and didn't win a game in the final. So this is as far as the Panthers have ever gotten. We win one game in the final.
Best season ever.
And this is the person who's like the arbiter of what a winner is and winning, huh? Got it.
You're looking at a certified winner. Yep. Just dubs right here, buddy.
You never won a game in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Just beat your ass in this debate, didn't I?
You didn't.
Yeah.
You
one
sure
leg
didn't.
Up. That's how I get down.
You sure
one leg. Put one leg up on it.
You went and you.
That's
you know
how
what
I
you
got
did?
Down.
You know what you did? You went and picked clovers out in the outfield. Yeah, well, I'm there. Smacking dingers.
Clovers.
Smacking dingers everywhere.
I care so little about your wrong opinion.
Outfield.
I care so little about your opinion that I'm disinterested, and I'm just gonna go walk. I'm just gonna go take a walk.
Yeah,
oh, I'll see you later.
Take a walk to the ocean.
I'd rather be anywhere else than talking with you right now.
But I need you for just a second before you go to play the Brind'Amour sound, just because this is loser coach.
Great sound.
It's loser coach at the end of. You just got swept. You clearly got swept. But he's gonna say that he didn't get swept. And here's the funniest part about this sound. He's totally right. Like
that's
totally
the
right.
Part of this is he's gonna look back and everyone's gonna say he got swept, and that's not what happened. I watched the game. I'm there. I'm cutting the game. We're in the game. We didn't lose four games. We got beat, but it's, you know, we were right there, and this could have went the other way, and this could have been four games the other way. And tonight, you know, the way it ended is tough. Getting a penalty like that, that's tough, you know, especially what was let go, and then you go, that's gonna sting. But
not what was let go?
The other team, because they played hard. But, you know, I think we took a huge steps this year. You know, coming this far, like I said, with what we were missing is pretty impressive.
Here's what was let go, Rob. Brent Burns hit Matthew Tkachuk in the dick. Like Ric Flair style, while the ref's eyes were up top.
The dick and balls.
You got him in his cock and balls.
This guy hit us with, I'm in the game. You're in I'm in it.
I mean, we didn't lose. We got beat. We didn't lose. We got beat.
We won four.
He's Jeez. Absolutely right, by the way.
Yeah,
this is the
totally
thing that's
right.
confusing.
100%.
Yeah. What happens when the guy is clearly a fool and
Can
a loser,
a
but also right?
Yeah.
I'm in the game. I'm in the game.
The biggest lead in the series was 2 goals, that's and it right. evaporated like that.
That's correct, because playoff hockey, all the games are close. Except the ones Vegas is playing.
We're an 8 seed.
Shit. Gabe Vincent's out tonight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh. Wait, ooh, no.
I'm kind of scared.
Wait, well, no. This basketball expert told me that they got no margin for error, so I should be scared.
Hold on. The Heat are wearing black tonight. You know what that means? Funeral.
No, they shouldn't be wearing black. They've won two on the road wearing red. Why am I the only person that gets this?
Chris Cody just admitted to being afraid. Did you hear that? He's afraid the Heat are an 8-point dog again.
Yeah, Greeny said that after this series is over, there's going to be the record's going to be 1-150. Teams that have been down 3-0 in basketball series. The Celtics are going to do
it. He said that?
Yeah, Greeny, as you know, huge basketball expert.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't know anything. He hasn't talked to anybody, but he hasn't said anything.
You guys are skipping past Chris Cody admitting out loud to fear of the Boston Celtics.
He's under the desk.
He's under the desk,
yeah,
Panther fan.
And we're an 8 seed that's, I mean we're without Gabe Vincent.
We got to get this one tonight.
Please.
It becomes poopy level scary.
That's what everyone says.
That's what it needs to be.
We got a margin for error.
You know what? Give me that smoke, too.
Yeah.
It's on over.
Yeah. Let's
we know you're
tonight.
Faking it again.
Yeah,
I'm not faking shit, yo. Let's go.
High 5 feet.
Oh, I want to do this.
I'm not faking shit, yo.
There, right now, if you're not watching.
I'm holding in the biggest fart right now because I've had so many beers.
Cramp.
it's on my hip.
Don Levitard.
You getting started on the breakfast flan?
Oh, man. I've been singing a song to myself all morning long. Breakfast flan.
Stugatz.
Have you never heard the breakfast flan song?
No, hit me with it.
Okay. I wish I had some breakfast flan. Breakfast flan. Where can I find a breakfast like that?
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
I get annoyed with myself when I do these intros. It's Thursday. You know what that means, Dan?
You get annoyed with yourself? You think that everyone's not getting annoyed? Oh, he's doing cafecito now. You don't need any more stimulants in your system, Cheers. Mike.
To the ice cats.
No, this show doesn't need any more of this. It needs less of this.
Down the hatch.
Oh, Mike, no, I got some on my.
You've got some on the jersey. You got that's an expensive jersey. That's a disaster, Mike.
You can't wash it.
Mike, that's
anymore.
An expensive jersey.
Oh,
that's now it's
out
ruined.
The
it's now ruined.
Oh, no, it's good.
That jersey got sucked off.
It's not good. You shouldn't do it that way. You should do it with like club soda and stuff.
No, just tonguing it down.
That's ruined.
Like a cat.
Hell yeah.
You ruined a good jersey. There, Amin's making fun of our entire office is filled with Panther jerseys.
I've never seen any of these people wear merch before. Never. All of a sudden, everybody.
Everybody's on the bandwagon. A whole bunch of people who don't know the color of a blue line.
They just, what did they just hand them?
A Tide pin.
I thought it was some other type of stimulant.
Another Damn, stimulant?
An injectable well, or something.
Mike,
she handed me a pen and I almost snorted it.
Yes. Okay, Mike, what are we doing with
don't
this?
Don't do that, kids. That's bad.
The gambling people don't like we do these segments, and I think we've won a couple of these recently. Just I know one of those Heat games, we had like 3 or 4 team parlay because we just took all Heat stuff.
Well, you're about to win again, gambling folks that don't like this because we feel really good about it.
Yeah, it's a great one.
It's a great one. We're going to win. It's a great one like Wayne Gretzky. I'll lead us off. We each got a pick. And I will lead us off with Heat.
All right.
I'm going to take them.
Money line?
Against the spread. Oh, is that a different
one? No, it's a different
one. No, I'm not taking the money line.
Oh, he's not that crazy.
Oh. Told our horses here.
Why? I thought you believed in the Heat. Now.
I do. I also believe that's a lot of points. So I'm going to take. But I'm also a little upset that we're in black.
Oh, yeah.
Are they wearing black to the arena? Do we know they're wearing black
in the
game?
They're wearing black tonight.
You understand my beef with this. If you go 2-0 on the road with red jerseys, you keep the red jerseys.
Keep wearing the red jerseys.
It's dumb. All right, so
but
I'm
they,
going.
They, in the first two games, they had similar spreads, and you were maximum confident they were going to go to Boston.
Well, no Gabe Vincent. That's an issue. And they told us to not let them get one. Do we let them get two?
Nah.
Well, this is how you would get to Heat and six if you believed it was going to be Heat and six.
Right. Well, I didn't think it would be like this, but, you know, we're good. Even if it goes 7, I'll be all right. So that's my pick today. I think it's too many points.
Well, I think in this series over the last couple of years, the road team wins and all, like 6-15. The home team is like 6-15.
Did I get it out?
I don't think so. I think that's ruined.
I think Chris got it out.
Dry clean.
Do you put it back in?
Oh, I'm wearing sunglasses. I missed some.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that explains it.
What else is in this parlay? Are you just going around the room with homerism?
Yeah, go with Roy.
All right, we got Vegas at Dallas tonight, and while I believe that Vegas will win, Joe Pavelski is going to score more than half a point tonight. That's my bet.
Captain America.
I'm jumping on with Mike on the Heat. If they cover, Jimmy's probably going over 41 total points, rebounds, and assists. Jimmy Butler over 41.5 rebounds, points, and assists. Feel good about it.
What are your thoughts here, Amin, as our alleged basketball expert? Because
wait. Let me remind you that Thursday Thunder is brought to you by our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Ah, we love them.
You can follow the parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, where you can see a photo of Jess that I'm not at all jealous of her placement on the banner at all.
What's happening in-house
totally
with that? Because Jessica is taking a bit of a victory lap, showing everybody that she has gotten like top billing stuff on DraftKings Draft Channel.
I mean, and she does have like 5 shows on her network.
Amin has some sort of nebulous future plan with Metalark and DraftKings. He's not featured on the banner.
I'm not. But you know what? I kind of like it that way. We're for the people. We're not for like all the show and the glitz and the glamour. Look at me and like, no. You've got to come find us. You got to go through and say passwords. You remember Bloodsport, the Kumite? That's the kind of show we're putting together.
I love how you're standing because your back hurts, but the way you're standing doesn't look comfortable at all.
This is the only.
You need a higher table.
I've noticed is you do have some definition in your arms. Have you lost some weight? You do look better.
I have.
You look
is that why you're standing
the
like
Iron
that?
Temple, man. That's why I'm hurt.
Trying to
you look
the
good.
Arms.
You look good.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you catching up on how it is that you look.
But Dan goes to the Iron Temple, and he doesn't look good. No, so what's your secret?
He's not worshiping hard enough. Maybe some people want it more, Dan. That's how it works.
Well, let's go back for a second, because Mike was, I can only say, he was ogling Francis Ngannou. He made Francis Ngannou a bit uncomfortable objectifying how large his arms are, just how generally good he looked. I don't know if those numbers have been out there before. I had no idea that what Ngannou was getting in the contract where he was getting stuck, I was on about $100,000, $120,000 a fight.
That's crazy.
Given what his value is.
And
that
you're standing up. Can you give Dan a pat on the back? Yeah. It seems like he's looking for one.
Dan's like, how about that question
about
by
that
me?
Question
good
by
job
me.
That got that good info.
Great question by me.
Yeah, good job there.
You guys think
the MMA nerds will point it out. He's probably said it like a million times.
Did you guys hear this answer that I got out of Francis?
Did you hear how I drew this incredible answer?
I really
out of
didn't mean
I
it
was
that
phenomenal.
Way.
The art of conversation.
I'm Damn, so sorry.
I have heard you're him say writer. That nowhere.
I didn't mean that I'm the one that drew him out. I
but
was.
You did. Good job.
But you
Dan.
Did, man. Yeah.
Thank you
you
so
did.
Much.
You drew that like you drew right, a man. Charge.
Dan
Kyle Lowry.
It'd be great if it's just everywhere.
I have a feeling it might be. Just
it
because
might be.
We're not in tune with that world.
Barbecue what? Walters.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh. Text Sony. Find out.
I love that. I need to do that show, Barbecue Walters, where we combine me just cooking slovenly, getting things on my shirt, and having
you
to
don't
do
know how to cook.
Okra Winfrey.
Why don't you come yes. back here with us?
Yeah, come on back here.
Yeah. All right. See how much funner it is? We're going to get along.
Yeah, get a Panther
get
shirt.
Get a Panther jersey,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Get a Panther jersey.
Is okra unhealthy? I think
no,
okra
is healthy. But no. You know, it goes with unhealthy things. Get a Panther jersey. Come on. Yeah, there's plenty hanging around.
Let me circle back around to the annoyance of the audience on Heat Celtics tonight, because the Celtics are a giant favorite.
Oh, man, if the Heat win tonight. If you thought today was bad, if you thought this month was bad, you've got no idea what's coming your way. I'm warning you. Oh, wait, I don't want to show you my eyes. It's incriminating.
It's just like Kachuk said. Like, it's so fun for them to come to the rink right now. This is so fun to come to work right now. Yeah. Like, this is the best weeks of our lives right now, boys.
Yeah,
it doesn't
on.
Get better than this.
Put your leg up.
Not that fun, because I asked everybody if they wanted to work Monday, and everyone said no.
It's Memorial Day.
Well, Monday, what are you, crazy.
David Sampson walks in, floats like a Vegas carrot, and all of a sudden we're going to work on Memorial Day? Get out of here.
You know what?
I didn't do it for a LeBron
too.
Team.
Yeah!
It's awkward when there's two people back here.
Yeah.
You had a lot of room, well, especially when one of them awkward. Isn't wearing any pants. That's correct.
Yeah. Well, he unbuckled his pants.
Don't need this.
Anyone want to explain this to the audio audience?
No, yeah, okay, I will explain to the audio audience. Amino hasn't took his pants off, his wiener's out.
Yep.
We're just going to dance for the next few minutes.
Yeah.
Huh? Free ball of
it,
Dan.
I mean, it's just a time.
The Florida Panthers as an 8 seed made it to the Stanley Cup Finals,
yeah.
And everybody in this back room has been a Panther fan their entire
Day
life.
One.
Goddamn right.
The
We're winners, baby.
I took a pill with Dan B.
Yeah.
I've told you that.
Don't look into his past. You're not going to like your ally.
I've told you guys that beyond the surprise being the greatest thing, also, one of the greatest things is Boston Tears.
Oh, yeah.
So the Panther run started with knocking out the best regular season hockey team ever, the Boston Bruins. This run, this month of Mike has been snorting sports and intoxicated in a way that's obnoxious and unpleasant.
And going to Vegas now.
And now headed toward the Stanley Cup Finals in Vegas as complete pollution.
I might die.
Yes, I am rooting for this series to go seven games between.
I thought you said you're rooting for him to die.
The Heat and the Celtics. Well, he would.
Why are you rooting for
why?
That? You're wearing a white shirt.
I mean, I'm telling you why. I'm telling you why. You guys don't understand how much fun the fear is. This run.
Yeah, man, a sweep was pretty damn fun.
It's been too easy. It's yes. been too easy.
Yes. Rob Brendamore told us it could have gone either way.
The Heat fan has not. The Heat fan. Chris Cody, you just you just peeped. You squeaked. I'm scared of them. Be scared. 3-3 game seven. Be scared fourth quarter. Hey, is Tatum what we think he is or not? Because we're doing this quarter by quarter now.
No fear's kind of fun too, though.
Shout out to Joe Mazzulla.
Jimmy Butler when we're telling the stories to our kids about what people are, Jimmy Butler has now written his legacy no matter what happens from here. But Tatum hasn't yet. And when you talk about 10 years from now, 20 years from now, hey, you remember when? Celtics fans, if they win three more games, will say, hey, remember game six? 1 for 14, and then he made three threes. And then look what he did in game seven. It was 50 points, and he knocked off Embiid, and then he knocked off Jimmy Butler, and then he knocked off Jokic.
Like Bobrovsky stopping that breakaway in game five, which could have had the Panthers eliminated seconds before overtime.
Now we're living the history right now with what these stories end up becoming years from now.
Yes. They become mythology. What Matthew Tkachuk did in that series against Carolina in particular.
Is this the greatest year in sports Florida?
Yeah.
South Florida
yeah.
sports?
Yeah,
history?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Dolphin season hasn't even started yet. It's incredible.
Marlins have won 8 out of 12 as well.
And the Hurricanes could find themselves in Omaha.
I mean, we were for 20 years disguised in plain view as a local show that was a national show. We didn't have shit to talk about. We always lost. Everybody loses for 20 years, a generation of losers in South Florida, except for the Heat, who give us this much winning. Dolphins, no playoff victories. Panthers, no playoff victories. Marlins, they win the title, but it was when Wade got here. It was a million years ago. They've sucked since then. Miami never feels like this.
Look at us now. Amin's wiener is just flopping around back there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Heat carried the whole region on its back, kind of like I've been carrying this show and all the other shows on my back, because I'm about to leave here and go record another show, because that's all I do around here. I just bounce around and record shows. But does anyone say thank you, Amin? Does anyone say, hey, Amin, you're doing a great job? No, it's just all this talk about, hey, you got mopped across the floor. Hey, Will Mantle really killed you in that argument there. Hey.
And now Roy's feet are even higher.
Yep.
Pepa y agua para la seca, todo el mundo es para ti en la discoteca. Rawr, rawr.
Dugatz here for my friends over at Simply Safe. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes, and it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security, the only home security system I use and recommend. I've had it in my home for many, many years. I love it. Springtime to me, we love to travel. And I love the fact that no matter where I am in the world, I can keep an eye on my home thanks to Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off your system today when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. That's simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.